Right now, I don't know if this
the Gus Bus, Tommy, is the man is everywhere.
Yeah, he's see if you can find that for me, RJ, his song. Gus Malzahn joins us live. Good morning, Gus.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, always good to talk to you guys.
You having fun yet?
Man, I'm having a blast. This has been a lot of fun. You know, yesterday traveling the state, getting out and meeting people, seeing familiar faces, it's a lot of fun to be back home.
I mean, Tommy, just think. Gus, you just got through doing the thing where you went to all 200 schools, football-playing schools, with your staff. Now you're doing another tour of the state. Is that right?
Yes, exactly right. You know, 2 weeks ago we had the A-State ambush where our assistant coaches, you know, went out. We hit all 215 football-playing schools just to meet and greet, to get out, and just let the state and the players know how serious we are about recruiting. Of course, the head coach can't go out during spring, so this gives me an opportunity, you know, to slow down and get to meet and greet myself and travel the state.
How's recruiting going?
You know, it's going great. Of course, you know, we finished last signing class. You know, we really had a great class, and so we have a lot of momentum. And, you know, the word's out not only around this state, but really, you know, around the surrounding states that something special is fixing to happen at Arkansas State. So, it's going as good as it can get right now.
Well, I know you won't say it, but I'll say it, and a lot of people have said it. You are the most popular coach in Arkansas right now. John L. Smith is just a new guy on the block. That office is more powerful than your office. But as far as names and somebody that everybody knows, you're the guy now. Like it or not, you're Gus Malzahn. Everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows what you're about. And I would think that in-state, that would help a lot with recruiting.
Yeah, Tommy, of course, this is home for me.
Yeah.
And like I said before, I mean, you know, the Arkansas high school football coaches, some of them are my best friends. Man, I know them all on a personal basis, and, you know, I'm one of them. And, you know, they know as well as I do that there's a lot of talent in this state that gets overlooked, a lot of Division I talent. The foundation of our program is going to be with Arkansas kids. So, you know, it's kind of one of those special times, and I can kind of sense it when I go around and see people, you know, that something special is about to happen. And I just want to give – you know, the whole state ownership and really the high school coaches ownership and what we're doing in Jonesboro.
All right, what's the best meal you've had since you've been on the road?
Tell you what.
Now, I know you
had so many times yesterday it was drive through McDonald's, so
you've had to sit down to a plate of victuals somewhere that was good.
No, not lately. Not lately. I will when things slow down in the summer.
If I and David were to invade all these little towns, the first thing we'd look for is a cafe with a bunch
400
of pickup
pounds.
Trucks. Yeah.
I need to be traveling with you guys then.
Schedule looks pretty tough up front, huh?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, of course, we open up with Oregon at Oregon. I mean, that'll be a huge challenge. Then we are at home against Memphis, and they got a young up-and-coming coach from TCU, and then, of course, we go on the road to Nebraska. So our first three games are probably as tough or the toughest in the country, and we got a young, inexperienced team. So we'll find out, you know, in a hurry where we're at. But right. It'll set us up good, you know, for the conference schedule.
Well, I think if you hang tough in those games, you've made your point, and that toughens your team up. But if you get blown out, that could be another story. I don't expect that to happen, though. I really
yeah.
don't. I am on the Gus bus now. I'm just telling you right now. Who's going to be your toughest competition in conference?
You know, I tell you what, Louisiana Lafayette's a school on the rise, and Florida International, they're both two teams that I think people are kind of putting up there. And just to be honest with you, I don't know that much about them. I've been focusing on recruiting and really our first three opponents. You know, this summer we'll get into more breaking down the conference opponents, but I've got a lot of respect for, you know, those two head coaches at those programs.
I'd like to congratulate you on staying out of negative headlines very much. Thank you very much. And because I think when Houston Nutt first became coach of the Razorbacks, he became wildly popular because he would go on radio shows and do stuff like this. So I'm going to throw a few curveballs at you. They're easy ones. They're slow curves. Don't worry, Gus.
Okay.
Are you following the NBA at all?
You know, I'm keeping up with it just a little bit at night when I get in. Oklahoma City, you know, is the team I keep up with.
Yeah, but D-Fish is over there, and I'd like to see them do well, too, and they probably will. Are they one game up?
One up, yeah.
Oh, they
zero,
blew
yeah.
the Lakers yeah. out. Your favorite NFL team?
It's the Dallas Cowboys, man. Growing up in Arkansas, you got to root for the Cowboys.
Okay, we're going to split on some things. your favorite NFL team? I just
well,
asked
Dallas
that.
Cowboys.
All-time favorite player, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, golly, I tell you what, that's a tough
let me put it to you this way. If you could take any quarterback that you've seen at any level in the past 5 or 10 years to run your system perfectly, who would that guy be?
No, that's pretty easy. That's Cam Newton. I'd take him right now. That's an easy one.
Yeah, that one worked out pretty easy for you. You had a dream come true. Elvis or the Beatles?
Boy, I like them both. That's a hard one.
This is supposed to be a Malzahn interview. This is not a Clinton interview.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw? Hunger Games.
You and saw that? Wow!
Yeah, I had to take Christy out somewhere every now and then.
Very
nice.
Well,
you're
living. Hey, that's living on the edge around my house. You play golf or fish? Either one.
Yeah, I play golf. I can't fish.
I can't fish. I don't have the patience for it. All right, I'll ask you a couple of easy questions here, and then I'll turn it over to Babs. But I do want to reiterate. I think you've brought a level of excitement that. I'm getting kind of upset with the other side of the hill, I'll just leave that alone and tell you that I really, really hope you do well this year.
Thank you, Tommy.
Your number one concern for your team this year, if there's a place on the field where you look and go, golly, we could use some help there.
Yeah, I tell you what, we only have two returning starters on the defensive side of the football, and we're going to be young and experienced. We got a few junior college guys coming in, but we got our work cut out, and especially playing probably the best or one of the best offenses the first game at Oregon. That'll be a huge challenge. So that's the biggest concern for me right now.
I guess I only got two things for you, and we'll let you go. One is I noticed on ESPN, you got to love this. They listed, this is ESPN.com, the top BCS Buster candidates for 2012. Of the five, ASU was one of the five. So you got to love that just from a recruiting, just from a buzz standpoint.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that's good from the standpoint that other people feel like that we've got a chance to do something special. You know, from my seat, you know, we got a long way to go.
Right.
But I tell you what, that's one of our goals. And we really feel like in the next 4 years that we'll get there. This first year may be a little bit of a challenge, but it is, you know, pretty humbling that people think that highly of us.
So would you rather be the guy that is flying under the radar or the guy that everybody wants?
Well, you know, I tell you what, depends on the team you have. You know, I've always been one of those dreamers and really put myself out there and put our teams out there because I believe that once you set the standard high and you got that gold, you know, people practice harder, play harder, work out. And so just depends on the team, really.
Last thing, Gus, is you're in town tonight for, I think, something that could probably is going to end up being symbolic in several ways. You're at War Memorial tonight to give a speech, and I think the governor's going to be there. It's supposed to be a pretty big crowd. For those who are listening, tell us what you're doing there tonight.
Well, you know, we're hitting 15 stops in 3 days, and this is the second day. We've got 6 stops tonight. We'll be at War Memorial at 7 o'clock. It'll be our last stop of the day, and we're just trying to, you know, rally the troops and potential Arkansas State fans, and, you know, we're going to be at War Memorial, and that's a goal of ours to play there. So it's a really neat deal for me, and I look forward to seeing the governor and a lot of other fans.
And this will be the first time you've done something publicly at War Memorial. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
All right. There you go.
Well, I hope you know, as a matter of fact, you have become so much more media savvy than you were 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I'm sure that comes with being in Arkansas.
Yeah, Tommy, I had my guard up with you now.
You
had a reputation now.
Who came up with your song? Who came up with your Red Bull song?
You did.
Brother?
You're the man now.
Well, we wish the best to Gus, and please stay in touch.
Okay, thanks, Gus.
All right,
Gus Miles on there, buddy. The Howling Wolves are howling. He has changed a lot, though.
Well, he's become more comfortable. Obviously, he's had several stops along the way. He's been in the national limelight. You got a Heisman Trophy winner. You've won a national championship. Yeah. You're the hottest assistant. So, and he's no dummy. He's smart enough to know.
And
he's
when
here
we
in this state.
The first time it was a hit before he ever even coached a game in college.
That's right. He just got out of high school, and so he knows who he is now, and he's smart enough to know. Just like politicians who are running for office, you have a strategy. And I'll tell you one thing: he's hit the ground running with ASU, and he's covered in the state.
Yeah,
in an unbelievable way,
like nobody else has done.
Yeah, really has.
Nobody else has done.
Speaking of covering,
attaboy, Gus.